Go to Bandon Garda Station, where I'm joined for this week's Garda File by Crime Prevention Officer Sergeant James O'Donovan. Good afternoon to you, James.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And let's start with a burglary, and this was a holiday home in the Dunmanway area.
Yes, on the 25th of May last, which would have been last Friday week, we had a holiday home, a vacant holiday home in the Pukin area of Dunmanway, which was broken into. There was a bit of damage done to the house. I suppose our main concern is here, and I want to cover it, is that whereas we've had a number of issues there with people travelling to holiday homes, there will be a lot of holiday homes that may be vacant over the next couple of weeks, and we're asking people to be mindful of any strange activity around those holiday homes in West Cork and to contact the Gardaí if they see that. In relation to that Pukin area, we want anyone who saw anyone acting suspicious around the 22nd of May to contact the Gardaí in Dunmanway in relation to that call of a vacant holiday home in the Pukin area of Dunmanway.
Okay, and with golf clubs just back up and running, sad to hear what happened at Bearhaven Golf Club.
Yes, this was a particularly strange one on the 26th, 27th of May last, which would have been last Tuesday week. There was a number of greens damaged on Bearhaven Golf Club and a number of flagpoles taken. If anyone saw anyone acting suspicious again around the golf course there, to contact the Gardaí in Castone Bear. And if they know of anyone that may have in their possession one of those flags from the greens, to contact the Gardaí, and we can deal with that matter as discreetly as possible. And there was another bit of criminal damage then in the Kilcrahan area of Bantry. Again, a particularly strange one, frustrating for the farmer here. On a Sunday night into the Monday morning of the 31st of May and the 1st of June, there was a number of bales freshly wrapped. They were damaged. The plastic was cut off them. Again, look, there's a lot of work in farmers when they're putting these bales and their silage together. But to go back and rewrap all these would have been taking considerable time. So we're appealing to anyone that would have seen anyone in the Kilcrohan area acting suspicious around freshly wrapped bales to contact the Gardaí in Durris or in Bantry.
Okay, and you want to give word of warning to people who are heading back to work?
Patricia, I suppose I was listening to your shows during the week, and you were talking to Joe there last Tuesday about people getting back into society and being anxious and nervous about it. I suppose we want to remind people that, look, you're going back into society and there is this whole COVID-19 changes to the working environment that you're going to go into. But we are aware that people are very nervous going into it. But we want people to be careful going back out there. Get into the habit of the locking your house and setting your alarm. We had one caller there, I won't say where she was from in West Cork, but she actually rang me myself to say that she had totally forgot to lock the house when she was going to work. She was that worried about going back to work.
Yeah.
But we're just anxious. And I suppose we're not anxious. We're worried that people, I suppose, they're nervous going back into society as such. And I know Joe covered it there last Tuesday with you on your show. And we just want people to take their time and just be mindful from our point of view in relation to security of their home, to lock their house and set the alarm if they have an alarm in the house. Again, I suppose we're going into the summer months, and especially last weekend, no, we had the bank holiday weekend in June, the weather was fantastic. And every year we always cover this, Patricia, from car parks and beaches and cars being left there. Please get back into the habit of that. If you are going to the beach or are going back out walking, don't leave any property in your car and lock your car. Again, thankfully we've been very low in crime figures in relation to this, but we're coming into the summer season. And we want to remind people, especially now when we're coming in, I suppose, where the restrictions are being lifted and people are going back out, and the 20 kilometres hopefully will be coming back in on Monday, and people will be travelling that bit further, so they'll be taking a bit more property with them. But we just want them to not forget the basics when they're leaving their car in their car parks and they're going for their walks. Don't leave any property in them and lock the cars at all times.
Okay, and then for businesses that are about to start up and reopen?
Yes, we have a look, I suppose, on the 18th of May, we had a number of businesses going back. But again, hopefully over the next couple of weeks, we'll have more businesses. We just, again, like Joe was saying last Tuesday, we are mindful that people are going into a different work environment. I suppose there'll be new HSE and government guidelines for the purpose of reopening. And we just want people to be cognizant of their security when implementing these measures. So we're just asking them to check that their security cameras, internally and externally, they're all working and fully operational. All their alarms are fully operational also. Maybe have an induction day with staff beforehand just to get them to the new procedures and protocols. And I know a lot of businesses have been in contact with myself and my own office in relation to developing online sales and where do they get professional advice. When they're getting these advices, to get advice from reputable companies in doing so and to be aware of all online transactions. That's bringing me on to my next topic, Patricia. It's the online scams. we've seen a massive increase in these online scams in the last 12 months, and in particular during the months of this COVID-19 crisis. So we want to ask business to ensure that all their staff are alert in relation to phishing emails or account redirect or any kind of online scams. And I'll just touch on a couple of them that have really come to the fore, Patricia, over the last couple of weeks. We have the DPD Ireland redirect. We have the Revenue have sent text messages and making calls from an 052 number there recently looking for credit card details for refunds. We've done deal as well. People are going online. I suppose a lot of people were at home over the last month and they were buying stuff online. And our advice to them is be very wary of where you're buying. You know, you need to do your due diligence when you're carrying out all these purchases. I suppose we are always asking people to see the product before you buy it. Obviously, on Dundeal, you don't necessarily see the product, but you're handing over cash for something that you might necessarily not see, number one, or even get in your hands. And the amount of people that have been caught for substantial amount of money, from anything from £300 or £400 up to a couple of £100,000, is frightening in relation to online scams. So we ask people to be very diligent, number one, and if they do feel that they are caught, contact their bank, ask for a recall straight away on the transactions, report the matter to us. We have a National Financial Intelligence Unit now based in Dublin and also in Cork in the fraud unit, and we can do an awful lot of work behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think people get embarrassed. I think they feel they're embarrassed when they realise that they've been caught, James, but they've got to get over the embarrassment and report it.
Yes, I think it's nearly more embarrassing when they come into us maybe 2 or 3 weeks later and they say, oh, we've been caught and we just were trying to get the money back ourselves. Come to us straight away. We don't judge anyone like that. We want to help people as much as possible. And the whole online crime has developed so much over the last 5 years. It's frightening. And we just want people to be more mindful of that. You were just talking about the over 70s at home cocooning. The amount of people that we've given advice to as well, over the age of 70 or maybe younger again, that have never been on social media. They've gone on social media now to have, I suppose, face-to-face conversations or, I suppose, online conversations with their family that are in other parts of the country, and they're onto the Facebooks and they're onto the Zoom. When you go online, you're opening up the world, you're bringing the world into your home, and we just want people to be mindful and be very careful of that.
And be safe. And this is all about. And finally, bogus tradesmen.
Bogus tradesmen, yes. We have a number of them going around West Cork at the moment. Look, I suppose the restrictions have been lifted and so forth, and we're asking those people to be mindful not to deal with any cold callers calling to the door unless you're 100% sure. Just before you go there, Patricia, as well, I suppose, or before I go, we have a number of issues there in relation to house parties and youths gathering at beaches and wooded areas there in Farn Woods around West Cork. And I know the restrictions are being lifted and we're going hopefully into phase two on Monday, but we're still at a very, I suppose, sensitive stage of this whole coming out of the COVID-19 restrictions. We're asking parents to be very particular in relation to their kids, 15, 16, 17 years of age, that are gathering at beaches in large groups of anything of up to 12 or 15. They're going into shops, they're getting their refreshments before they go to the beach within their 5K. But unfortunately, we have people now coming out of cocooning, going into these shops that are feeling very vulnerable when they go into shops and they go around the streets, and you're seeing groups of maybe 12 or 13 young people all heading to the beach around towns around West Cork. And in the wooded areas in Farn, we've had a number of calls there where there's groups of anything up to 100 youths, not from the area, but from other urban areas around the place, turning up in these Farn Wood areas for going for their walks and stuff. And we're just asking people to be mindful of the restrictions and the guidelines from the HSE going forward.
Yeah, and know where your children are.
Exactly, okay. And in particular, you know, for the next couple of weeks, we're going to restrictions.
It's forward, we want to go, not backwards, James. Okay,
exactly.
Listen, James, thank you for that, and we'll talk again. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
That's Sergeant James O'Donovan, who's Crime Prevention Officer at Bandon Gard, the station.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.